This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today's the 10th of June, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's back today. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
So you're getting off from the baseball game tonight.
Yeah? I am.
Jared's going to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, and how have you been enjoying that?
It's been a lot of fun.
Baseball games here. We're doing well. Colt 45s are doing well.
They're really good.
Yeah. Okay. What national day is it today?
National Iced Tea Day.
Oh gosh. I was drinking that yesterday. So, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody. It looks like we have a beautiful day. Now, yesterday it was quite hot. It was supposed to be around 100, which we thought it was. But last night we experienced a great evening out at Charlou's, which launched their patio with misters, and it was a fantastic night, great food, great service, can't say enough about that. So there we were last night, 6 o'clock, with a group of people celebrating Pam Hill's birthday, by the way, happy belated. And we're going to talk a little bit about that stuff in a little bit, but let's get to the weather. It's going to be, again, a hot day with 99, overnight lows of 71. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 95. And Sunday, it looks like we may have chance of showers, likely. I always says with likely, 60% chance of showers with 81. Now, that's going to be Taste of Reading on Sunday as well out at the beautiful, what's it called?
It's down at the City Hall.
The City Hall. I call it the City Center, but I meant City Hall.
City Hall at the, in the,
help me here.
The whole area.
You gotta help me fill in the words.
The atrium. Well, not the atrium, but it's the, their back where, you know, all over the
beautiful
back
area
parking lot.
Where the roses
the
are and all
the front parking lot. It's gonna be great.
Showers likely on Sunday night around 81. That will be the high. Sunday and Monday will be 84, and Tuesday sunny with a high of 90. So I think those are probably pretty good temperatures to be dealing with here. Tonight we may have wind gusts up to about 18 miles per hour. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now it's Friday morning, so it must be
Head
of the Week.
Katrina, good morning.
Good morning.
And who do we have here with us today?
I have a beautiful dog with me. Her name is Gigi. Uh-huh. She's a 3-year-old shepherd mix, but her coat is gorgeous. It's like a reddish golden color,
it
like
is pretty.
Medium length.
Yeah.
She's a very pretty dog. She's a super sweet girl. She's very submissive, very affectionate. She definitely loves hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
She would prefer to be the only dog in the home, though, because she's all the dog you need, honestly. but she's honestly a really loving girl. She's very medium-sized as well.
She is pretty. And came up to me as I, you know, was wandering in this morning. She even looks kind of like it's a shepherd, maybe even a she's up there just saying,
well, she looks
hey,
a little
pay
cross
attention.
Between a shepherd and a lab, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I can totally
see
that.
And she does have a beautiful coat. And now she's standing up and she's looking over here going, well, this is fun. This is, you know.
Get her back up there so I can take a picture because that was just too cute.
Come on here. Come on,
Gigi. Come on.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Over here. Oh, there we go. Picture. Hi. Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so she is, and she's got a friendly face and a big smile
right
on her. She's got a big smile on, and yeah, this is, how old is she?
She's only 3.
Okay, so she's going to be around for a while. This would be a great dog. You'd probably have a yard, so she has, you know, she gets some little running, or you can take her out. You know, this is a great dog. It looks like to go for walks and runs.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, she's got the legs for that, and now she's just being really good. Yeah, I mean, she's just, you know, hey, Mellow.
Definitely.
I like a mellow dog.
She's a great family dog for sure.
You know, some people can post and do, they could type and talk and they have multi, I'm just like, I heard dog, I heard pet of the week, and now I'm trying to post. So I'll wait till you're done so I can focus a little bit more about what's happening with Haven Humane. I know okay. you have some news.
Pets for Paws.
Yes, some news releases came out recently, and so share with our listeners what's going on.
Yeah, Pup for Paws is coming up on July 8th. So that's coming up in less than a month. So definitely go to our website, havenhumane.org, so you can get all the details for that event.
We're sponsoring a whole, so before you leave today, I'm going to give you a check,
okay.
You know, to take back to whoever's running that, okay?
For sure.
So we're sponsoring a tea. I'm not sure what we're sponsoring, but we're sponsoring something there. How are we doing for animals? Oh, we got Love a Pet.
Yes,
is it going
that's
on,
right.
Is it going on, what, next week or something?
Camp Love a Pet starts on Saturday.
Okay.
So Camp Love a Pet is a summer day camp for kids where they get to work with the dogs and socialize them and do a lot of training and teach them some cool stuff.
That's good for those dogs to socialize those kids and teach them a trick and everything.
Exactly.
What's her name again?
Gigi.
Oh, how cute.
Like a G-I-G-I.
Yeah.
And then actually starting Monday, if you adopt a Camp Love a Pet dog, their adoption fee is only $25.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, last week I brought a camp dog. So all the Camp Love a Pet dogs aren't able to go home until camp graduation, which is on the 25th mm-hmm. of this month. But they have a reduced adoption fee, and you're taking home a dog that has worked well with children and has been around other dogs and has a whole arsenal of really good knowledge.
Excellent. And how many dogs go through that? Camp Love a Pet.
We do it in June and July, I believe. Man, it's like I want to say between 10 and 15 dogs each time.
Uh huh. And it's good for the dogs. It's good for the kids too. So that whole thing. Well, good. So there's. It's not too late to. You can still get into the put for Paws.
Yeah.
And then of course. If you're looking for a medium sized dog, this dog right here, I was reaching underneath the table and she was coming over so I could scratch underneath her chin, and she's just a nice dog. I mean, she's got a solid reddish brown coat. That's why I'm thinking that Lindy, I think you're right. There's some lab in this.
Absolutely.
Lab and shepherd. It doesn't appear to be pity there.
No.
Well, love, thanks for being with us. Any last words?
Just give us a call if you're interested in scheduling an appointment to meet with any of our animals at 241-1653. We have plenty of animals up for adoption right now.
Thank you, Katrina. And Gigi, I just posted a picture of her on my Facebook, so you can go to Linda Bott on your Facebook, and I should post that over. I'll switch it on over to KCNR as well. But thank you.
Course,
have a beautiful
you.
Weekend.
You too.
All right.
Okay.
We also wanted to, we've got a couple minutes left, but I did want to talk about last night, because I'm all about supporting local businesses and when they're growing and they're doing beautiful things. And so I wanted to talk about Treat Yourself Bakery. We were recommended this bakery by the people over at Charlou's that were putting on this special birthday party last night. And so I never had met this gal before, but I went online. So you can go to Facebook to Treat Yourself Bakery. And I talked with Haley, who's the owner. She and her husband are doing this. They just launched their business in 2021. Of course, we want to support them. Very reasonable prices. And I told her, look, I just want you to go on. I had to go on Pam Hill's Facebook and said, you know, and then I told her all about who she is and what she means to me and what this group of friends. And I said, I just want you to create your magic. And so to me, when you let an artist fly, it's almost like telling, and Liam, you would appreciate this, when you tell a musician to just kind of like create something for the mood, just go for it. And when you give artistic freedom, it was the most beautiful cake. Everything was edible. Just the detail work was world class. And there were a lot of people at the table last night that have been international, have lived internationally, And the gal next to me who works for Enjoy Magazine said that this is probably, if not the best cake she's ever had. She Instagrammed it immediately. It just really went into, you know, a complete place of just like, I really want everybody to know about Treat Yourself Bakery. Go on Facebook, find out who it is. Haley's the owner. And you'll probably, because it was so awesome, you'll be seeing an article about that later. Now, Mary's Pizza Shack has turned into Charlieu's. So when you're driving by, well, what is this? No, they've just rebranded. They're still the same people, if they've rebranded. And Charlieu, or Charles, that's his nickname, what they've done is that he's just expanded on the menu. There's some things that have changed up there, but last night was the launch of the patio. So you can do parties and showers, and what was beautiful about that is that, again, it was 100 degrees out, but, you know, they've got the sail shades, and they have a waterfall and misters, and it was just beautiful food and wonderful service. And this is not like a paid advertisement. I'm just telling you, I love that when you go out and you have a phenomenal experience with people, if you just let them do their thing. So thank you so much. We do have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster and Windshield Repair will absolutely fix it. Just went in for a chip the other day, and he fixed it. Sat there and waited for 45 minutes. That made me feel peaceful, knowing that we've got hot and cold weather ahead of us, and we're going to take off and be right back after these messages here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlieu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlieu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlieu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlieu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlieu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlieu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlieu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlieu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. in a Jefferson state of mind.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. It is 7:20 in the morning, about 68 degrees. Before the show's over, it'll be up in the 70s, high 70s probably.
It's going to be 99 today.
It's this portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend. If it's 99 here, that may be a place to go to, or fly to Seattle to take that Alaska cruise. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Reading.
I think you're a little like you had like some good food last night.
Gosh, I shouldn't have been drinking tea.
Well, you had tea at the end of the night. There was a lot of, you know, champagne and wine that was passed around good pasta. Just killer pasta. Yeah. And I don't eat pasta, but that is my favorite thing. And they had pesto pasta and some other wonderful things.
Okay. Shasta County, County Clerk.
Okay.
So one of the things that upset me about the race was when, using their statistics right off their board, said that only 23% of the people voted. And I thought, that's really low, but now I'm starting to have this, page. And yet it appears that they've had the number of them that have been processed, is 23,624. There's still 23,000, almost 24,000 unprocessed.
Really?
Yeah. These are ones that came in on the day of the election, you know, via the ballot, you know, dropping off things. Some of them were coming in from others. Like on the first estimated unprocessed ballot report comes up to 23,000 vote by mail, 23,624 provisionals, 202 CVR. Provisional 28 and other 99. So there's still 23,000 to be processed, and they get to July 7th to do this. I just saw something on Facebook last night. They showed, you know, accounts. Well, how did this person get the count? So I went off to Kathy Garland Allen, and this morning I'm calling Kathy Garland Allen and saying, how did this person get numbers like that? You know, I looked around to all the websites that I found the other information on, and it's not on there like that. So I'm sure I'm not looking in the right spot, but we will find out. We will. We will not let this go. Now, there's going to be, I hate to say it, it appears that there's going to be another shortage
of
lifeguards. National Lifeguard Association says by August there's going to be a real shortage.
Why?
Of lifeguards. Well,
is this a joke?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were leaving.
No,
if you were
you think of all the pools, and it's not just pools, it's places like, believe it or not, Waterworks Park, the beaches, you know, any types of places that have got water in there, you know.
Oh, because of the shortage of water.
No. Because of the shortage of lifeguards, there's just not as many as they need. You know, why is that? You know, COVID had a lot to do with it. People just aren't taking those jobs. Now, the head lifeguard in L.A. made $500,000 last year. The head lifeguard in L.A. made $500,000. Now, as they point out, he's in charge of all the lifeguards. But that's not, they just don't do water stuff. They're out there during fires. I mean, they've got a lot
very
of different
Baywatch.
Well, I don't know if it's that, you know, great, but he made $500,000. People were screaming, and they said, "Well, look at all the jobs, you know,
yeah,
he's
underneath them." He's,
yeah, he's got like, and plus the lifeguards, like I said, just don't do sit on. They just don't sit on that really
and look
cool
pretty.
Place and find girls.
They
and,
save lives.
Find girls and boys to date. No, they and it talks about the number of rescues and all this, but overall. Like at country clubs, they may not be able to get lifeguards.
Well, you know, I would think that or, that would like be a,
Elks,
that's a great
Elks
summer
club.
Job for
Elks,
kids. Yeah,
Elks Club. It's got a great pool. They got to have a lifeguard there. They've got and so what they're doing, they're saying they're going to have to shorten hours. And a lot of these are in cities where it's really hot. And now they're going to have to cut back on the hours at these at pools and things. I mean, it's not as important as baby formula, but still.
No,
there's another shortage.
And we're seeing, you know, gas prices. Somebody said, what are your gas prices now? Because there's somebody who's moving out of state.
Wait a minute. Here's my gas prices. You ready?
No, it's true.
That's gas prices.
The last time I filled up cost me $90. And I think I still had like a quarter of a tank in there.
Same thing for me. I will not put $100 worth of gas in my truck.
Yeah.
I refuse to.
Yes. And I believe it was $5.79. It just doesn't feel real. It's not real. And how are people who are just on a super limited budget, you know, for just the middle class, the people who have to carpool their kids to school and go to games and try to go to church, that takes gas and money to go to do those things. I would be very curious, like even a friend of mine's daughter became a cheerleader. Do you know how expensive it is if your daughter wants to go? I don't know. It's just another... I feel like I'm in an alternate universe. How about you, Carl? I mean,
last night we had a financial advisor there, and you should have seen he went deadpan face. And he said the reason this is happening is, and he gives these, you know, it's a long term, you know. And I'm looking at him, and when we finished, I said, really? And he goes, that's the reasons they're saying is that we have inflation and this is why the gas prices. And I said, do you believe that? I mean, that's like the company line, buddy. And he goes, well, I think they're, he says, well, I think there could be some other things in it too. But here's the thing. I don't give a rat's butt. I just know that every day in the United States, we set a new record for gas prices. Every day. It's been like 12 days, 15 days straight. Every day. Now, I know what you said about who you vote for, but just keep, you know what, people are asking us for bumper stickers. And here's what it's going to say on my bumper sticker.
What's it going to say?
It's going to say KCNR 96.5 FM. And underneath it, it's going to say, elections have consequences.
Right.
There you go. And that you can take that any way you want.
In the news this morning, speaking of which, they're all talking about January 6th. The, what do you want to call it? The attempted coup is what they're portraying it in the news. The culmination of an attempted coup, key points. According to this article, the January 6th committee portrays Trump at the center of an attempted coup. Despite the drama, it's not clear whether Americans' minds will be changed by the inquiry. I don't know.
It's, you know what? People at this point, it doesn't make any difference anymore. You're either going to believe it or you don't. It was not an insurrection. The FBI said it was not an insurrection. The Department of Justice says it was not an insurrection. Yet you still have people calling it that. You've got people still in jail who, because they were entered in there, they didn't cause, and didn't cause damage, but they entered and they're still in jail. And yet rioters who burned down businesses, and this one couple, two lawyers out of New York, who firebombed a police car, they're not going, okay, I spoke too soon. I think they're going to go to jail for 2 years. Yeah, but at least they've already had their trial.
All right.
And, but some of these guys haven't even had their trial. It to me is, okay, they did it, it was wrong, but at least, you know, get them out of jail, try them, do something, and let them get on with their lives. I mean, nobody was killed except one of the people that entered into the Capitol. That was the only person killed. And then yet you still hear, including President Biden, oh, they killed police.
Well,
they didn't kill police. No police were killed.
At any rate, it was.
It's just the media.
It was very much civil unrest. At any rate you want to look at it.
It was.
And people were hurt. And people have been arrested. And it's like, where is our civility? Why do we have to get so ramped up? We're not talking about we as a people, have to be so ramped up and amped up that we can't let. That we feel like we have to, like, whatever you want to call it, riot, throw things, throw smoke bombs, get people hurt, trample. I mean, I don't know. That is the only thing I look at. You know, just take that event and put it someplace else. It just upsets me.
Now, here's something that you need to know about. And we're going to talk about that after we have our next guest in. Because
we're
going to take a break. But I just don't understand things. And this is one of those things I don't understand. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. This is where we buy our firearms. He has all the firearms. He has a great selection of firearms. And we can always find what we want there. Plus all the accessories, ammo. Yeah, you can get your CCW class there. You get your hunter safety class there. It's one-stop shopping, my friends. And it's the customer service, and John Bastiani knows what they're doing. Customer service is great. He's a great gunsmith. If you need any work done, I'm taking a rifle down for him to take a look at. And because it's an old rifle, it's a Korean War rifle, and want him to take a look and see if he can, is it safe? What do we have to do to it and all that? He's located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. You can call him at 222-8222. And he's open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back with the American Legion Auxiliary.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the plot line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. I read things. I can't help it. I get things in the news and I read it and I'm just astounded by these things. We'll get to that though. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. You'll be astounded by BNT Satellite service and great professionalism there. It's a better known business and Doug Tooley has been doing this for over 30 years. Don't call that 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474 to see why Dish Network is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. We have Dish. We have very few problems with it. It's a great service, and Doug Tooley is the guy to call. Don't call the 800 number. Again, call local, 530-241-3474. All right, we're here with the American Legion Auxiliary and Christine Smith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're here to talk about the American Legion Auxiliary is going to be at
Sportsman's Warehouse.
Let me put that in front of you there. Sportsman's Warehouse.
On Tuesday, June 14th.
Next Tuesday, right?
Between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
And you are there to collect old American flags.
Yes. We're collecting the flags that are tattered, soiled, not pretty to fly.
A lot of times if you're flying your flag... it's been out there for a while.
Right. It gets frayed.
It gets frayed. Right. And, mm-hmm. and by flag law, you've got to pull that down mm-hmm. and replace it with a new one. And so what do you do with the flag? You don't throw it out.
No. You may kind of fold it up and put it someplace.
Yeah, I've got a couple of that are just like that.
Right.
I folded up and I put it in the closet, but I would never throw it away. And, but now, next Tuesday.
We're going to take them for you.
There you go.
I actually know somebody who wanted to get rid of an old flag and had heard that they burn them. So it went in the fireplace.
Mm.
And I was, please tell me you did not do that. He's like, oh, yeah. So a lot of people don't really put the two together that, yes, they get burned, but there's a ceremony that
right.
happens first.
You retire the
yes,
flag.
Exactly.
So when share with our listeners, so when they're listening right now and they're thinking, oh, I got that flag back in the attic, I have something. Okay, so the proper thing to do is to go by Sportsman's Warehouse on Tuesday where you have the official way to do that. You can hand your flag over to our auxiliary. Can you tell us a little bit about your company? But what time is that?
From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 to 4, so that's a nice block of time. Mm-hmm. Somebody could take it on their lunch break, just like when you take your goods and you decide to give it to a charity.
Exactly.
You know, this is really important. All right, so tell us a little bit about the auxiliary. Tell us about you.
About me?
Yeah, and your group.
Oh, but yeah. I was just
voted in as vice president, which is something new. Getting used to the different duties and things that go along with that. But the auxiliary is there to help the veterans and their dependents with things that they may need. We have a program called VA&R, Veterans Assistance and
Recovery.
I'm drawing a blank.
That was VA&R.
Okay.
Thank you. And they help the veterans with whatever they need. If a car is out of service and they don't know what to do with it, we have a guy that will fix it for you.
It's veterans that may be short of funds, and you link them up with services that will help them.
Exactly. Yeah, and sure. My refrigerator's out. I don't have enough to buy a new one.
Uh-huh.
And there are funds to help with that. We had the wildfires the last mm-hmm. couple of years.
Sure.
We have funds for people who still may have needs from wildfires.
They didn't have enough insurance, and so...
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
Now, we're not going to repair your classic car if it was burnt. We're not going to put a new roof on your house, you know, if it was totaled in the fire. But there are things that we can help with.
I would say minor expenses, those
right.
kind of things. You're not going to get into major expenses, but you're there to help veterans that just, you know, maybe need a one-time hand up and
yes.
not a handout, to help them get through a tough time. You know, pay an electric bill.
An electric
That's a big
bill.
One. Yeah.
Something as simple as a ride to a doctor's appointment.
Because they can't drive.
Because they can't drive or they don't have a vehicle. Yes.
Yeah, or that. Okay, so now to be part of the American Legion Auxiliary, what are the requirements to join?
You have to be the dependent of a veteran or related to a veteran. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandparent, adopted into the immediate family.
Okay.
And we
spouses?
Actually... Spouses?
Ex-spouses?
No.
Okay, so...
Ex-spouses no longer hold that... That title.
That link. Okay. Got it.
We also accept men into the auxiliary, the male spouse of a female veteran.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
we have one.
A lot more of those.
We have a gentleman with us now.
That was a, I can understand that. I mean, there's a lot more women in the service.
Exactly.
Why not do that? Okay. So next Tuesday, my friends, if you have a flag that is tattered and that you're not quite sure what to do with, and here's your opportunity to go to Sportsman's Warehouse, and there's only one in town, between the hours of 10 and 2. 10 and 4, I'm sorry. And the American Legion Auxiliary, Christine Smith and her group of ladies
and gentlemen
will take that flag, and because there's honors that have to be presented to that flag,
right.
rendered for that flag before it's burnt. Don't throw it away. Don't throw it in your trash can or stuff like that. Just drop by and give it to them. And I do think I've got a couple that I've just folded and put to the side.
They have a whole process that they go through. Where they inspect each flag and see what the condition is. And if it's too tattered, then it gets retired.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can be cleaned, if it can, I would imagine, go through the washing machine.
Yeah, because you can. You can clean them. You
can
clean them or dry clean
them.
Yeah.
And donate it back out to somebody.
Well, really appreciate that. I didn't know this was going on. I mean, I you know, you kind of hear about it. But thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so if anybody has any questions or things, maybe this is something I'd like to do is join the auxiliary. How do they get a hold of somebody?
You can stop by the Veterans Memorial Hall, 1605 Yuba Street.
Uh-huh.
Or we are on Facebook at the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 197 on Facebook.
Okay.
And there's a phone number, 530-275-5212. And you can call, and or you can call me, 530-566-4378, and we'll get you started, get you going.
Okay. We really appreciate this, Christine. And Frank, thanks for setting this up.
Thank you for this flag etiquette, because there's a couple things I want to cover on the air and about certain things that we don't know, like when we attend the rodeo, people don't know what to do.
We also, you also dropped off a copy of a little booklet on the United States Constitution and Declaration of Independence that I can put in my pocket and carry with me at all times.
There you go.
And also a big book on the Constitution of the United States and California.
Yes.
Does California really have a constitution?
Yes, it does.
I know it does. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business for 15 years. And you know what? They've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they began. Look around town. See the things that they're doing around here. They're expanding, as they should, because they are a great bank. It's locally owned, locally operated, the local board of directors. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one in Anderson. They are constantly striving to support their customers. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof by David Auber and directed by Samantha Fork, June 3rd through June 18th. Proof is the story of a young woman who has been spending the last few years caring for her brilliant but unstable father. Proof explores loss, love, genius, mental illness, fear, trust, relationships, and the breaking points we push each other to. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running and at the door. Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof, June 3rd through June 18th. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any three vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Acting as gatekeepers, we can be watchful for signs of risk, helping our elders be safe, protected, and well. Join Shining Care June 3rd through June 11th for Purple City Week as we paint the town purple to show we're a caring community. On June 11th, come to the free Purple City Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Put on some purple and join in the fun for a great cause. Visit fun exhibits and get useful resources. Enjoy food, drinks, singers, dancers, aerial silks, treasure hunt, and raffles. Join the Purple Light Ceremony across the bridge as it lights up purple to show our care and support. June 11th, 6 to 9 p.m. For more info, visit shiningcare.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio is a portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. He's been making homes beautiful for over 20 years, and it's a veteran-owned company. He has a eye for perfection and attention to detail not usually found in the business world. If you're looking for anything with slate, granite, marble, tile, Mike's the guy to go to. Trust in him. He's one of the good guys. And he works by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE, and you get a free consultation. Learn more at estategranite.com. Located right here in town. He's a local guy. Okay, now, I'm saving this, but I'm gonna tease you with this. Here's a woman who sued.
Hey, Carl's obsessed with this story.
Well, yeah, I am, for a couple reasons. Here's a woman who had sex in a...
was it a boyfriend or was it just like...
It doesn't make any difference.
It didn't say one-nighter.
It doesn't. Well, you know, it sounds like it was.
Sounds like a one-nighter to me.
It sounds like a one-nighter to me. And she catches an STD. And the insurance company...
Catches. It's like it just drove by and caught her.
Was just ordered to pay her $5.2 million. The car insurance company was... now, I'm going
to
get
into... So what's absurd to you?
Well, it's absurd, first of all, that you'd have sex in a Hyundai Genesis. I mean,
why is that absurd?
Well, it's because
you're a Marine.
It's not. I mean, first of all, that's not the part, really.
How'd you like that one? Did you miss
me?
I said you're a Marine. I mean, you know,
I got it. Yeah.
How many people didn't have sex in the movie theaters back in the day?
Standing up in a hammock. Okay.
on a ship.
Not on a ship. No, not on a ship.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But here's the thing is...
Cover your ears. Cover your child's ears.
How can... You know, I'm... And Patrick Gorman's here. We're going to talk... And instead of talking about what he wants to talk about, I'm going to say, how can the insurance company be on the hook for this?
That's exactly... That's the absurdity.
How can the insurance company be on the hook because she had sex with a guy who admitted it, yeah, I had this and I didn't tell her. But where's his part in this? Yeah, you know, okay. Enough of that.
His part is that he was insured.
It's car insurance.
I guess maybe it would be like, I wonder if you could do this in somebody's home.
Here's how it is.
Could you
If you're drunk driving,
yep.
Can the insurance company say, well, I'm not going to pay for that because you broke the law? Patrick, you're sitting there. They still have to.
Yeah, well, this may not be in your jurisdiction, but
Sure, you know, I know a bunch about indemnity just because I deal with insurance companies. So
yeah, I mean, can they say, well, look, you were our insurance says, you know, if you're doing everything like you're supposed to, but if you're drunk and you run into something, will they still cover you like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, so this is all public policy, and yeah. What it boils down to is the legislature saying who's on the hook, Geico or the taxpayers? Because that's the decision we're talking about. Now, I'm more interested in the damages. How did she prove
we'll get into that when in the next hour. Okay, Linda, you said you had you were talking about something.
Well, there was an article Chronicle out of the Chronicle. Okay, when we talk about the Chronicle, we're talking about Chronicle.
San Francisco. Yeah.
So, and I do want to talk a little bit about the hearings too. And if anybody was watching the hearings, because as I'm online and going through my 5 or 6 or 7 different sites that I go to, they're talking about watch parties. And they're calling it several things. But let's go back to the Chronicle. Downtown San Francisco near collapse, worse than it looks. The recall Tuesday of San Francisco District Attorney Chase Abudin has prompted a flurry of articles of sympathetic liberal outlets admitting the city is in a terrible state, including the latest from the flagship paper, the San Francisco Chronicle. On Friday, the Chronicle published an interactive article titled Downtown San Francisco on the Brink, It's Worse Than It Looks. The article invites readers on a virtual walk through the center of the city, highlighting abandoned offices and empty storefronts. They reported the downtown area, the city's primary economic driver, is teetering on the edge, facing challenges greater than previously known, new data shows. Anyway, the exodus of all the
different. Yeah, the bottom line is, even, you know, people that are there that are saying, you can't even, or the homeless, you can't, if you call an ambulance to come help somebody, that other people immediately surround you and tell the person not to go to the hospital and all this, and that the businesses, the people that during the pandemic stayed away and worked from home do not want to go back downtown. And then you get these smash and grabs, and then you get a DA that refuses to prosecute, and which is why he got recalled. And he didn't get recalled by a bunch of conservatives, let me tell you. Oh, it was conservative billionaires. No. I bet if you take a look at who recalled him, it's the same group of people, of concerned citizens that recalled the school board because they were so far out there. A lot of them, American Asian, ethnic, groups, and just, I mean, it's across the board. I mean, he got recalled like 68%. I mean, it wasn't even close when they dropped the hammer on him because of his policies that's made San Francisco unsafe. Frankly, going down to San Francisco, where I used to live, outside San Francisco,
I used
to go down there. I mean, it was a wonderful place. I wouldn't go down San Francisco.
I used to perform at the Compass Rose.
Yeah, well,
which was right down off in Union Square. It was fabulous.
You know, you may see your occasional guy standing literally on a soapbox talking.
Yeah.
But now, when you have to have a feces map to walk around, that used to be the most beautiful city, probably in America.
In this article, Bowles wrote, that's Bowles, wrote, is it, in quotes, this is that with the smartest minds and so much money and the very best of intentions, San Francisco became a cruel city. It became so dogmatically progressive that maintaining the purity of the politics required accepting or at least ignoring, that's the part I want you to hear, ignoring devastating results.
Yeah, lawlessness, homelessness, drug. They were interviewing drug dealers on national TV who was bragging about the fact that he provides information after he sells fentanyl to people, how he gives them the information about, you know, you can't take too much, and if you overdose, this is how you use Narcan. He felt like he was providing a service because when he's selling fentanyl, he was telling them, oh, this, you know, if you take this much, it'll kill you or make you sick, and this is how you use Narcan, you know, to save their lives. National TV, they operate with impunity there. And you ask yourself this once vibrant, beautiful city has turned into a POS. So. What has?
Figure that one out.
Oh, that's not hard. Piece of. Anyway, and when you see things like this from people that live there, love this city, and they are progressive. They are, you know, liberal Democrats, but liberal Democrats are like...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Forces are regrouping to launch an offensive on the city of Slovyansk in the eastern Donbass region. Ukraine's army says Russian soldiers managed to get a foothold overnight in a village about 15 miles northwest of Slovyansk and are preparing to attack the city. The Donetsk regional police say Russian missiles hit 13 towns and villages in the province overnight.
As Karen Chamis reporting, the nationwide average price for a gallon of gasoline has reached a new milestone, an unhappy one for motorists. AAA reports it now exceeds $5 a gallon on average nationwide for the first time ever. Former U.S. Congressman J.D. Hayworth says it appears the Democrats fell short of expectations on Thursday as they held the first of several televised hearings on the January 6th riot.
Just overwrought, over the top, and in the final analysis, it's about as compelling as watching paint dry.
Former Congressman J.D. Hayworth, he was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Thousands of gun control advocates were expected to rally across the country today in nationwide marches called March for Our Lives. Protests demanding action on gun laws in the wake of deadly shootings.
The second March for Our Lives rally will take place in front of the Washington Monument. With recent shootings from Uvalde, Texas, to Buffalo, New York, bringing gun control back into the national conversation, organizers of this weekend's event say the time is right to renew their push for national overhaul.
That is correspondent Norman Hall reporting. A big loss on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 880 points. More from townhall.com.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and start getting cash back in every gallon of gas. Use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back in your first fill up. That's promo code SALEM. Remember, use promo code SALEM for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
To take that vacation or not, Keith Peters has reports.
Small businesses that depend on outdoor crowds and free-spending tourists aren't sure what to expect this summer. Consumers likely have a lot of pent-up demand after more than 2 years of the pandemic. The U.S. Travel Association predicts travel spending will be slightly above pre-pandemic levels, but consumers are also facing some significant financial headwinds.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. President Biden says disrupting human trafficking networks is a big part of the Los Angeles declaration he signed yesterday.
In addition to securing our border and bringing order to the asylum processing in the United States, the Department of Homeland Security is leading the first of its kind campaign to disrupt human smuggling in the region.
The Los Angeles Declaration was signed this week at the Summit of the Americas gathering in Los Angeles. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. has filed its fourth labor complaint about suspected violations of union organizing rights in Mexico.
The U.S. Trade Representative's office says the complaint involves a union representation fight at a car parts factory in northern Mexico. The complaint says the United States found credible evidence that workers at the Texas Hierro Automotive Parts plant were being denied the right to freely choose which union will represent them.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A meatpacking giant has decided to pack up and leave the state of California.
Smithfield Foods says taxes, water, and other utilities are much higher in California than elsewhere, so their plans are to shutter its Farmer John plant south of Los Angeles in February. Its 1,800 workers will get severance pay. Some will have the option of relocating to other facilities owned by the Virginia-based company, and some operations will be moved to the Midwest. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Showtime!
Okay, showtime. It's today, the 10th of June.
Mm.
It's 8:05 in the morning and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Compassion, courage, community, all of that at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They do a lot for our community besides being the number one rated hospital in the whole area. So, you know, it's your health, your choice. I choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's there running the boards. He's
day of the week.
National Movie Night Day.
Oh, Movie Night Day.
Movie Night Day.
Okay. Right.
We went to the movies and saw Top Gun Maverick.
Yes.
Oh. Good movie.
It was a full popcorn.
No, that was a full popcorn.
Large popcorn. Yep. And nothing left.
Well, the only problem was is Linda keeps getting excited and throwing the popcorn
in
the air.
I did. But yeah. We want to go back just to watch the bodies.
They didn't have
the 300 bodies, you know.
If you remember the, you 300. But if you remember the original Top Gun, they had that. They had the volleyball scene. And, you know, the guys out there, you know, pumped and
no, but it was a lot of thrill. There was a lot of thrill with the flying.
Do you mind just once?
No, just
okay,
go ahead.
Let me finish.
Twice.
They didn't have the volleyball game, but they did have a football game on the beach. Same scenes, mm-hmm. just like that. And it was, you know what? If you have not seen this movie, I don't recommend a lot of movies, but this is a good movie. As obviously most people in the United States who have seen it say, because it just keeps tearing up the box office. But it's worth it. It's worth going to see.
Why mess with the formula is my point.
Don't
mess with the formula. Yeah. It was great.
You'll
it
hear
was...
some of the same music. There's actually, I mean, there's things if you have not seen the original Top Gun, watch the original Top Gun, then go to this because it's like eerie.
Do you know that Tom Cruise literally flies jets?
Yeah, he's got his own.
I mean, I weren't talking like John Travolta flies all different kinds of planes, but well, flies jets.
He took this guy, he got him. He's also got his P-51 Mustang.
Must be nice.
Oh, yeah.
The other half lives, right?
Well, he has, I think that it's in the movie. So, but I think he owns one of those. He started flying in the original
mm-hmm.
movie. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Tom Cruise, there's no special things about Tom Cruise, but I do realize that Tom Cruise broke the code a long time ago. He makes movies that entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
He's not into, you know, things you're trying to figure out at the end. What did that mean? He is strictly out there to entertain people, and it has worked for Tom Cruise.
He's extremely accomplished, okay, physically. you think about it, mentally what he has done, you know, in all of the arenas that he's performed a lot of the stunts himself. Anyway, let's go to the weather. Excessive heat warning, that's going to be, you know, for the North Valley. Heat remains ineffective from 11 a.m. this morning to 11 p.m. tonight. Dangerously hot conditions. But of course, in the North State here, it's currently 74 degrees. We're going to have 99 today, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 71. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 95. Saturday night, 30% chance of showers with the overnight lows of 67. Sunday calls for 60% chance of showers with a high of 81 and overnight lows of 56. And as we progress to Monday and Tuesday of next week, sunny of around 84 on Monday and sunny on Tuesday with around 90. There's your five-day projection, National Weather Service, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts here in Anderson, 365-3793.
One of the comments in the chat room says, I wonder if the guest is wondering why he is there. The guest knows why he's here, Sonny. Come on. You know what?
Are you watching us online?
If you just, oh, she does. She's watching us via the video. So, hey, Sonny. No, because this is what I like about Patrick Gorman. He's quick on his feet. That's not true. I did ask you, if I get into statistics, then you say, and I love it, you know, I don't know what the statistics are in that, but anything else, you're up for it. I mean, if it's about legal or not. And that's one of the things I like about you, Patrick.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
I do.
I like spending the hour. And somebody just comes on and spends an hour pitching something every single month. I think it's boring.
Well, tell people about Patrick Gorman, because we have new listeners all the time. Oh, so.
Okay. So I do have a law firm. I practice workers' compensation law for injured workers. And so, all consultations are free. If any workers' comp attorney ever tries to charge you for a consultation, they're a crook. It's illegal. Don't call them back.
That's pretty clear.
People who are injured at work, sometimes there's a lot of, small issues and you might have a question you can call and ask. But, if you're having a hard time, if the insurance company is being very difficult with your medical treatment or anything like that, or you have a catastrophic injury, you probably need to talk to an attorney.
Let's also remind our listeners that you were an enlisted infantryman with the Army.
Yes. Yeah.
So thank you for your service.
Air Assault, 101st.
Yeah. It still says airborne on the tab. But
yeah, it does. If you ever go to sometimes Marines go to Army officers' clubs, one of the best brouhahas I ever saw where you had the 82nd and the 101st in the same officers' club. And somebody talked about airborne, and then it went to chairborne, and then it started. And the only thing we Marines, there's only two of us, we stepped back, and we held our beers, and watched the pushing, shoving, screaming, yelling, a few punches were thrown. And it was like, whoa, these guys take this stuff seriously, but it was fun. It was fun. Everybody settled down. So
you have a military family.
I do, yes. I have a boy in the Army right now, and he's a helicopter mechanic. And then I have a son who is a sailor in the Blue Water Navy. He's actually on a brand-new commissioned ship, newly commissioned. He's a plank holder, and they are at sea right now on their way to the first station.
What kind of ship is it?
Destroyer.
A destroyer. Yeah. Whoa, destroyers.
Newest one.
Oh, I tell you what, though. Destroyers are, they're like greyhounds. They are lean and fast, and they pack a punch, but you watch them out in the heavy seas, and I'm sitting up in the bridge of a LHA, which is a landing helicopter assault ship, which is the size of a World War II carrier, and we're out there in the South China Seas, and it was rough, and there was a destroyer out there.
It would just disappear.
It would just disappear, and turning corkscrews. And you're thinking, I wonder if they have rails on the ceiling that you can grab a hold of on both sides, because, I mean, they were buried in that water. I mean, what's coming over the deck of the carrier I was on? So you can imagine what it was doing there. But those are, that's a great ship. Everybody, when you think of the Navy, think of aircraft carriers and battleships and destroyers. Not realizing that's really a small percentage of the U.S. Navy.
And missing today, your sidekick and your partner in crime is your wife, Jill.
I'm going to miss her.
I know. So
miss
we're just doing a shout-out, Jill, if you're listening.
Which I'm sure you are.
Right there with you all the time. And we know what it is, a husband and wife team. We're always talking about our clients, and you're talking about your cases and your clients, and we're talking about did we get that commercial and how is that political and blah, 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 you know. So we're talking about it all the time.
She gets more calls than I do. Everybody goes straight to Jill. She's the problem solver. So.
Okay, well, let's take an early break and let's get back into it because I want to talk to you about this case. And just tell me what you think. I mean, I realize this
about
is,
the sex in the hut.
How can an insurance company be held? But you don't know all the facts yet, and I'll read some of the facts to you. How they can have a $5.2 million judgment against an insurance company because a woman had sex in a car with a guy.
I mean, the damages are confusing to
me. So, anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The place to go to if you're looking for jewelry, it has it all. And if you're looking for some special stuff, like, hey, do you have any, like, old pawn or stuff? Talk to the owner there, Rebecca. Just say, you know what, this is what I'm looking for because, you know, they have stuff sometimes, you know, it's back in the safe and all that. They're more than happy to bring out for you to look at. Right, Linda? It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding.
Absolutely.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in
Redding. I love my turquoise.
Yes, you do. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. And to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save up to $700 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio for KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. We're discussing this case
during the break.
We're all crazy.
We're finished with a lot of the politics for right now. Well, yeah. I mean, just can we just?
But we've had the opportunity to bash the January 6th committee. We've had the opportunity to bash San Francisco. We've had now we're taking an opportunity to bash not insurance companies, but
the court system.
Court system. Well, in this case, it's an arbitrator system. But this portion of the show brought to you by...
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of insurance, don't you want to have somebody hands your insurance that is a person of honor that wants to make sure that you're taken care of? And that's Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993. We have our insurance with Judy because she, you know, she knows what she's talking about. She finds you the best programs for what you need. For people who lost their fire insurance during the car fire and the Zog fire, she's found fire insurance for people. And then once she has done that, they go, oh, Judy, handle all my insurance. And there's a reason for that. She's that good. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Patrick Gorman. We're having a great discussion during the break. We're going back to the woman who had got a $5.2 million arbitrator judgment because she had a relationship with this guy. He didn't tell
it. Wasn't a one-nighter. Was not a one-nighter.
Okay, but that's even, you know what? That's even makes it stronger. And I am totally have no idea about the law, but I got Patrick here. So the bottom line is, she went in and she caught HPV from this guy. She said it was from inside the car, and they did it in the car. She wanted Geico to pay $1 million to her, and Geico said no. And so it went to an arbitrator, who then gave an award of $5.2 million to this woman against Geico. Now,
against the man, not against Geico, against the man, right?
Well, it said here, insurance company Geico has been, okay, wait a minute.
So, but in the case of the Missouri woman who said she had caught a sexually transmitted disease after having sex in the car of a Geico member, the state appeals court ruled this week that the insurance company needed to do more and now potentially owes her millions of dollars. The Missouri Court of Appeals upheld a $5.2 million judgment on Tuesday, upheld, so you have to tell us what that means, involving a Jackson County, Missouri woman who said she unknowingly caught HPV, the human, during unprotected sex in the luxury sedan of a former male romantic partner in 2017. Now, according to other articles, they've been together for a year and had sex in different places. So while I just see what bothers me, let me just finish.
Okay.
What bothers me, if you're a member of the Mile High Club, are you going to sue the airlines if you contact HPV? You can start now. This opens up such a can of beans if you desire to have sex with your partner in various locations.
Yeah. So I
and not yeah. knowing about whatever the throat.
Okay.
Thing in the throat.
So the insurance policy doesn't just cover your car. It covers your actions while you're using the vehicle. Right.
Okay.
So that's
right.
That's the theory. What I believe, and this is speculation and everything like that, but what the facts lead me to suspect is that they either together are filing this, or she sued him right? Because he gave her HPV and the relationship didn't work out, and now she has HPV and all that, and she may get cervical cancer, et cetera, right? So she sues him, and so then he says, oh, this happened in the car. I'm insured, right? So he's the one throwing Geico under the bus, not her, right? So that's what I think most likely what a lawyer would have told him to do. Now, Geico saying, hey, this isn't covered. We don't cover this conduct. Because he wasn't operating the vehicle, right, or something along those lines, right? So we don't cover this kind of conduct, and furthermore, you can't prove that it happened in the vehicle, so we have no coverage. This is not a loss we cover. So they stepped out, and they said, we're not involved. Somehow they wound up going to arbitration. I don't know if she filed a complaint for it first or what, but somehow they wound up going to arbitration. He loses. Geico, the finding.
The arbitrator.
The arbitrator finding likely determined that it happened in the vehicle, right? So now Geico's got an issue. And their issue isn't with the woman. The issue is with the insured, the indemnified.
Right.
Because they had an opportunity to settle it within policy limits. I bet you the policy limits were $1 million. And
that's
why she made a $1 million claim.
That's why she asked $1 million.
So how did she know that it was $1 million policy? Because the guy probably told her.
Yeah.
This is very, it's very, there's a lot of red flags. I imagine that Geico at this point is going to be looking at whether or not the two of them in concert filed a fraudulent claim. It seems to me, based on these facts, that there are some big red flags indicating that these two are working together.
I just don't understand how, and this went up to a court of appeals, according to you, Linda, on yours.
Yeah,
I don't have that there.
Yeah.
But see, so there's other things about it. But here's the thing is, how can you hold an insurance company liable for a sexual act between two consenting adults inside a car that leads to her getting HPV? And she's been dating this guy, and I would imagine they had sex in other places besides that. I mean, how can you say it happened, one, in the car, and two, the you know, to sue your insurance company? Now, if this stands, that means what if you're what if a woman claims that she was physically assaulted, domestic violence inside the car of somebody.
Yeah.
And I was, and he broke my jaw. He broke my ribs. I'm now holding the insurance company of the car. I mean, the car, you know, the auto insurance liable for this man's actions. I mean, why can't you do that?
I don't know anybody who says you can't.
Well, that's it. See,
yeah.
That's what I mean. Once you start opening this thing up and saying that the insurance companies, see, I look at this as the same way as you would look at you're holding insurance company liable for something that was done illegally without, you know, with that.
Well, I don't know if like, sex in a car is illegal, right?
Well, but it's kind of like, oh, you can sue a gun company because somebody uses a gun illegally, so
just the only reason you can't sue a gun company is because there's a federal shield. Just like in the 1970s, somebody was driving home from a party drunk and killed somebody, and the homeowner got sued and lost.
Right.
So the legislature passed the Dram Shop Act, right, and says we aren't going to hold people. We aren't going to allow liability to extend that way. They do the same thing for gun manufacturers. They do it for pharmacy manufacturers all day long. Right, so these are federal
COVID,
shields. Yeah.
COVID, I mean, you could grow a third ear.
So under a theory of negligence,
yeah.
You can hold somebody. I mean, absent that law, that's what the whole argument about holding gun manufacturers liable. They want to remove that law from the books and that shield. So there's a law that specifically protects them. But yeah, if you make a product that foreseeably would cause some harm you could be liable if you're driving a vehicle and your policy covers all of your actions, right? So this is probably an umbrella policy that covers more conduct than just driving a vehicle.
Right.
And you punch somebody in the jaw and break their jaw, then yeah, you are liable. If you get in a fist fight at your house and that person's injured and they go to the hospital is going to sue your homeowner's insurance policy. That happens every day in California.
Okay.
So it does.
Oh, so this is not this isn't that far out.
No, it's not. What I think that is so fishy with this is that they went around the insurance carrier. She gets a finding. The insurance carrier didn't defend him. That's what the Court of Appeals is saying. Hey, insurance company, you had your chance. You sat on the sidelines. That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You had a duty to defend him. You ignore that duty. So conceivably, he's going to sue his insurance company for bad faith action, not defending him because they have a duty to defend. He's going to sue the insurance company, and he's going to get the value of the case, the $5.2 million, plus punitives up to 9 times multiples. There's a case out of Utah that found, so he gets punitives. She gets her 5.2. He can get 15. And they all walk away with money, and then Geico now has to raise everybody's premiums. They have to change their indemnity policies, and you're going to have to get writers and all this stuff. It just makes it more expensive.
Well, this is a 3-pronged thing. She went and she wanted to have a settlement for $1 million to cover.
Because she knew that was probably the limit of the coverage.
Because in saying that he did not inform her about that. Okay, so then they turned it down. They said no. And then after that is when they went to the Court of Appeals. That upheld
They went to arbitration first, I'm sure.
They went upheld the initial judgment stating Geico had the opportunity to participate in the defend its interest, including the ability to challenge liability and damages by entering a defense of insured.
And didn't.
Geico did not take advantage of this opportunity. Instead, denied coverage and refused to defend insured. But I'm just telling you that's a 3-pronged thing as we close this segment.
Well, I'm just thinking this is BS.
Yeah, Geico shouldn't have ignored it either.
They shouldn't have. You know what? Somebody looked at it and went, this is BS.
Yeah, Carl,
you know
what? I think Geico's going to be okay, though. I think they're going to be okay. Yeah. I think the CEO's not going to lose his house.
I just know it's the little lizard, the little gecko.
You can't look at it the same way.
He's going to come out and he's going to have a little tin can.
Super Bowl. He goes,
you know, after the judgment we had because we were sued because a couple had unprotected sex in one of the cars, we're raising your rates because of these two people. And here are their names and here's their photos. Have a little can out there and please, can we have some more money? So because it's costing us $1 million for 30 seconds. All right. We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is rated number one in so many areas. Everything from heart care, from heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications after surgery, heart failure, stroke, hip and knee replacements, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. This is a great hospital, my friends. And it's your health. It's your choice. Why not go to a great hospital? We'll be right back.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies. The Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clear Cuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There'll be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You like that mellow voice I was using right there? This portion of the show brought to you by...
I'm swooning.
Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop gives the best haircuts in Reading, in my opinion. Don't call me. Don't send me nasty emails saying, you're me. Yeah. Pull your big pants, big boy pants on.
Yeah.
In my opinion, this is the place. It's the only place I've had my hair cut. And I'm not saying there's not good other good barbers out there, but these are my guys. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. And remember, it is man's last stronghold. It's in Cypress Square, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, which is a great place if you're looking for a deli sandwich. Okay, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Limited, LTD. No.
Is that just a sole proprietorship?
Sole proprietorship. Yeah. No, what, but there's, isn't there there's a...
Esquire.
Esquire. That's what it is. Yeah. Esquire.
ESQ. Okay.
I'll never put that on my license plate. I'm just not that guy.
No. Don't even want to go there. Hey, let's talk about the election. You're pretty fired up.
Linda has Gold Digger on hers.
So. I do not.
I know.
Anyway, because that's it's got a weird connotation.
You're her guy. She's a gold digger. That means.
Oh, you guys, it's a bad connotation. People say, I can't.
You had a great time.
No matter what happens around the world, when they say she was a gold digger, people like don't know about the Dean Martin thing. Go. What? In those days, it was kind of a cool, kind of a cool thing. But anyway,
okay, we're going to pitch.
Let's talk about the elections.
All right. Sure. Now we're confused.
Yeah, me too. Now
because when I look at the and. I guess I could call Kathy. I don't know if I have her cell phone number. And,
maybe she can call her.
But here's the thing is, if you look at the website, so it's not just me. You're looking at the website, too.
Yeah.
It says 23% of the people voted.
Yeah, that was
and it had, and it gave And it broke down where the votes were. And it says right here that Shasta County voters can expect to learn final results from Tuesday's primary by July 7th. As of Wednesday, 2 days ago, 26,000 ballots been counted in the primary election. However, it doesn't say however, and it says there are 23,000, almost 24,000 ballots still to be counted including some mail-in drop-off and provisional ballots.
It says that on the website.
Well, it says I just got a press release from the county registrar. And what it says, and we talked about this in the beginning, but I'm not sure.
Oh. What I saw was the actual live results.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Yeah. Kathy Darlin Allen, because I sent her something, she just sent me something. Here's where they are posted. So here we go. And let me see. Primary election, press releases. June 9th press release, first unprocessed. Okay, this I do have this one. First estimated unprocessed ballot report. Voting by mail, 23,000, blah, blah. Comes up to 23,953. That's unprocessed.
Okay, but those are votes that have been cast but have not been counted yet.
Right.
Okay.
So, see.
That makes me feel a little bit better because we're closer
we're
to 50%.
Close to 50%.
Which is still bad, but better than 23. I was floored.
Livid. Yeah. Livid. So that's where we are.
Okay. All right. Well, I will back down my outrage then because it's, you know, we talk about there being no candidates. And now in this election, for the first time since I've been up here for 7 years, we have a lot of candidates. And then I'm like, wait, 23% of voters turned out. But if it's 50, then I assumed the worst and shame on me. But even 50 is too low. But
yeah, well, there's a, that's what I thought. And then, and they came out and they gave the numbers that night.
Yeah.
Well,
when it says 100% of the precincts reporting, so that means.
And then they give, then they give the numbers out. Well, maybe just you and I are just ignorant. I mean, we could
be. I did not read the fine print.
We're not stupid, but we could be ignorant of how this. But then I see Donnie Chamberlain on Facebook putting out numbers and percentages. And where are you getting that from, Donnie? I mean, that was my question. Where is she getting these specific numbers? Because she's got a big change. You know, from what Kathy Darlin Allen had, you know, where it's, you know, Barron Browning and Chris Kellstrom in a runoff, Aaron Reznor and Kevin Cry in a runoff. But that's not what Donnie has put out there. So I'm wondering, does she have another, where is she finding
maybe
that?
Maybe polling. Yeah, some kind of private.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows where Donnie
Well, I guess we'll know in about 3.5 weeks, right?
There we will. We have people calling in. They're probably going to tell me how this works. Pray God. Okay. But the elections now. The elections pretty much are over, except, I mean, really, in two races, we're still.
If there's 23,000 votes to be cast, so the one I'm interested in is just because Eric Jensen's my buddy, right? So
right.
I was looking at that, and the initial count, he was down by 6,000, like when they put out the first numbers at 8:15 p.m. And then now he's down by 4,000. If there's that's a pretty big swing.
That's a big swing. You're not
right?
going to see that.
So, between 8:15
if there's another 23,000.
That's what I mean. So I don't know how many elections are truly over. I mean, I'm pretty sure Dolly's going to be the guy to run against Newsom. I mean, that's statewide, though. Right.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
that's going to happen. I think that, you know, the vote difference between him and the other, like, 57 people or however many other, right? So we got that. But I think some of the local contested elections, I mean, if we're talking about a vote difference of a few thousand, 23,000 votes to count, and you saw a 30% change in 2 hours, I don't think that one's necessarily going to be called either. So, I'll just keep looking. I know we all want instant numbers, instant gratification, and all that, right? We're not a very patient society, but I think that if it takes time to get the numbers
right, let's take our time. And you know, if they need to be everyone opened up, it was the estimated unprocessed ballot report. So total unprocessed, almost 24,000 votes.
Okay,
it is
so only half the votes been counted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the ones that got there early.
Well, let's get a good count so that we're not on the news, right? Let's stay off CNN and let's get a good count. Yeah.
What about the people showing up there at the elections office? The night of the election. You have any thoughts on that?
I mean, me personally, I think there's a difference between voicing your opinion in the marketplace of ideas in the public square and sitting outside of a judge's house or an election clerk's house and implying that if they don't do what you want, they're going to be hurt. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but I think when people are outside of an office or they're outside of someone's home, I think that it's not unreasonable for the person who's inside that building to infer that they might be in some kind of danger. And so okay. I think that protesting is okay. definitely, yeah.
Let's go to Shannon. Shannon, do you know what, do you have the answer here?
The only answer is we're going to have to respect the will of 45% of Shasta County voters regardless.
Yes. Right, right. No, no, we're fine with that. But
but that said, I don't see the mail-in ballots trending toward the anti-establishment candidates because the Liberty Committee and those who follow that group strongly discourage mail-in voting or are highly suspicious of it, but we'll see. But, you know, either way, I say we have to make peace with the direction that the citizens of Shasta County want to take our local government.
I absolutely agree with that. Totally agree with that. You know, it's why, Leonard Modi got recalled. Well, you know, whatever you say, it's those were the voters from the 2nd District. You have to respect that. With these, I was very thankful that we had every contest. It was every elected office was contested. Yeah. I love that because it makes the incumbents come out and have to talk to their constituents, explain why they did things. And we had all these forums. So I think if you did not hear one of the, if you didn't hear them speaking, it's because you chose not to go find it because there were forums everywhere. We had them on the show. They were on other stations. But you're right. We need to respect.
The real problem I see is just preemptive claims of voter fraud that I've been seeing far and wide here in our community, and I find that problematic. I find it highly disrespectful of the clerk's office and the work that they're doing. And quite frankly, it's okay to observe, but to interfere in the process on the floor where the counts are going, I just take real exception to that. Yeah, and I think the process should be watched.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what? That's why they have observers, and they ask for observers for the election night. But it should be a where you just watch to see how things are done.
Exactly.
You know,
without interference.
Yeah, without interference. And absolutely. But again, when the election's over on July 7th, I hope that we can get it together and we can all move forward.
I would agree, and I would hope that, threats of violence against elected members and fellow community members and just the hostility needs to stop.
Yeah, and that's both sides. That's both sides. I mean, sometimes
the right has begun to mirror what we saw on the left for years, and to me that's really sad and also dangerous because now they're employing, the Hillary technique of denying the validity of an election and was adopted. And is now being used by both sides. If we can't trust our elections, we're in big trouble.
You got it, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Great call.
I don't know who. I wonder if I know him. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but it was nice.
But it was a good call, and he's right that the what the left was doing for so long, now we're starting to now the right's starting to adopt it, and the left was so wrong in what they did on this. Anyway, thanks for the phone call, Shannon. Hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Wow. They have been in the business. Gosh, it's got to be close to 40 years. And Tobacco and Brew is your home for all of your tobacco needs, all your tobacco accessories, lighters, humidors. They've got pipe tobacco, loose tobacco, but they have the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Outstanding cigars. I had one the other night. I was using my new
smoker.
Pit Boss smoker barbecue and sat out there and read and watched it work while I smoked my cigar from there. It was a great cigar. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is an encore broadcast of Free Fire Radio.
I got a good one for you. Welcome back.
Wait.
That's it. You're good. KCNR, 96.5 FM this Friday. Carl's got to do his... I'm not sure what kind of dance it is, but we'll just...
It's Travolta-ish.
And yeah. My
average white boy dance. Come on.
Today's number 17. That's how many professional golfers were suspended. What's going on with our world? From playing in PG&A tour tournaments due to their participation in the controversial Saudi Golf League LIV Golf Series.
Tiger turned down multi-million dollar payday on that one because he stayed with the PGA. Anyway, our guest is Patrick Gorman, an attorney at law, and his specialty is workers' comp. It's rare that we talk about it, but... Because we talk about everything else, sex and cars and those things.
You guys are obsessed. Get over it.
No, I'm just saying
is
that.
Workers' comp is not sexy. It's depressing, so I don't mind.
Well, let's talk about workers' comp a little bit.
You know, there's a fascinating case that just happened in Santa Clara County that is not getting the coverage. Yeah, mm-hmm. So in Santa Clara County, a teacher injured at work, and there was a civil trial filed. Claiming intentional infliction of emotional distress because there was an allegation that the insurance company purposely denied her medical treatment repeatedly in order to force her to settle for less than the full value of the case.
Oh.
So the argument was whether or not workers' compensation was her exclusive remedy, right? Because that's what falls under. For employer negligence, exclusive remedy is workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
But this was something other than that. And she won, and it was, I think, like $15 million, something like that. It's the first time something like that has ever happened where there's been some accountability where the rules, you know, around treatment and approving treatment and denying treatment that insurance companies have in workers' comp were looked at and scrutinized, and the insurance company was found to have purposefully denied treatment they should have authorized in order to put her into some kind of financial desperate situation.
So she would have to settle.
And I mean, I see it every – I don't know how – how much it's you know, super methodically intentional. I mean, I think everything that insurance companies do is based on a balance sheet, right? Mm-hmm. Not trying to hurt somebody, just a balance sheet. But that does result in harm. And so I see
it's
all the time.
It's strictly money, just money.
Yeah. See it all the time where they will deny physical therapy because they know if you have physical therapy and it doesn't work, they're going to have to pay for a surgery. So they deny, you know, a $40 physical therapy visit because they don't want it to lead to a $70,000 surgery. And I see it all the time. And I don't know if I would say it's, you know, there's not somebody behind the curtain with an evil laugh.
Right.
It's just the way the system's
is
designed.
Is it logarithms that a computer kicks out?
Absolutely.
Think? Okay. Can I sue myself for negligence in my company?
No, in your company? No, what do you mean?
So, well, we have a corporation.
Yeah, but you're not covered under workers' comp because you're an owner.
No, yeah. I'm an owner. But can I, if I get injured in here because of something, can I sue? Who can
So under the comparative.
I can't. I don't have an. I don't have insurance.
Under the comparative fault doctrine in California, you might be able to prove that you were negligent, but then your damages are reduced by the extent that you were negligent. You see what I mean? So ultimately, you would just pay an attorney for a lot of things and never recover a dime.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Well, I was just wondering about that because we've had our workers' comp for 12 years, and we never had a claim or anything like that. But I would never let it lapse.
It's worth the money. I mean, anybody who does, that's when bad stuff happens. I mean, you know, you're a Murphy Law guy. You're in the military. Oh, yeah. You know that once you make the wrong decision, everything wrong happens.
And then sometimes you make the right decision and things go to hell. Okay. So what would you tell somebody? We got like 5 minutes left. That's been injured and things aren't going right for them. You know, that maybe that the doctor says, just like you were talking about, you know, you need physical therapy. You've got a back injury here. We've done an MRI. We know you got this. And what if, you know, if you've got a question about this, what do you tell people when they call you?
So I get the facts of the case. I find out where they were working, what their injury was, what they know, and the status of their claim, if it's accepted or denied, because that's a big deal, right? If it's denied, then you have to fight to get the insurance company to be liable. So I find out all that information, and then I find out what they want, what they're trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. what they're trying to, what their expectations are. Because I have to know that before I can give them any kind of advice, let alone let them know if I can help.
Yeah.
And then from there, if it's a matter, you know, most of my calls come because there's a treatment denial. I mean, that's usually what happens. There's either a treatment denial or somebody is just so catastrophically injured, they just can't navigate. You know, they're really in a bad way.
Right.
And those are the two most common, and both of them are very appropriate. Sometimes I get people who call just to ask because a friend's like, hey, you should call this attorney. So they call, and I say, I always tell people, hey, if the insurance company is doing what you're asking, you know, they might be authorizing things that they don't necessarily have to keep you from getting an attorney. So don't get one because they're going to start saying no.
Yeah.
But once they say no, the process to appeal those no's, to try to turn those into yeses and to navigate this and to get your treatment or alternatively a financial recovery so you can get the treatment on your own, you will need an attorney. It's too complicated to navigate on your own usually. So, it's all really determined by the claims adjuster in so many ways, or the employer. So that's why I always get the full facts from people. I find out if there's a treatment denial, what's the denial, how long ago was the denial. If it was a couple days ago, like, give it a week. Maybe they'll overturn the denial. Mm-hmm. Maybe tell them, hey, I'm thinking about talking to an attorney. And maybe they'll overturn the denial and you can get your treatment. But at some point, they're going to try to burn you. And it may be at the point where they put a settlement in front of you. So let me look at the settlement. If it's fair, you don't want me. I mean, there's no way I can justify my 12%, you know, 15% attorney's fees, so you're good to go. This is a fair settlement. I can't make it anymore. But if it's a bad settlement, this is a bad settlement. This is what it should be more, you know, closer to this number. But this is how long it'll take to get it there. Because a lot of people at this point, you are.
That noise you're hearing in the background is Linda killing.
Got it.
It's not just a single shot at a fly.
No, that's way more impressive than what I was saying. Right. You got it.
No, really important what you were saying, but there's a fly banging off your head and my head.
He's bugging me the whole time. Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, so the big thing is, if you're getting treatment, you're going to tell them, okay, just continue there.
Yeah.
And it's when they stop giving you treatment and this has not gone away, or they're saying the limits of their coverage have been reached. What happens then?
Well, there's no coverage limits.
Okay.
Yeah, there are no policy limits in workers' comp at all.
Okay.
So that, I mean, it can, you know, but usually
it can last for.
The damages are so limited in workers' comp. I mean, first off, I want everybody to know that first off, there's no meal ticket in workers' comp. It is minimal damages. There are never going to be enough money in workers' comp so that you don't have to worry about money again. It does not exist. And there's various layers of benefits between workers' comp, state disability, Social Security disability, Medicare, Medicaid, all these things that can provide you with protection so you don't wind up under a bridge. But it's people who file a workers' comp case because they're pissed at their boss or because they have a bad back and they feel like the $250,000 they're going to make over the next 5 years is somehow going to be paid for them. There's nothing but disappointment in store for you. So don't, that is the wrong way to perceive it. Workers' compensation provides benefits. It provides temporary disability for 2 years, and it provides medical treatment for life, and it provides a permanent disability award that is never worth the actual injury you sustained. And that's it. Period. It's difficult to navigate. It is the only recovery you get. So you want to make sure you get every dime that you're entitled to. But at the end of the day, it is not a meal ticket. There's no meal ticket in workers' comp.
That's, you know what, I really like your honesty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.